3, 2, 1.
Got a blast! It's a beautiful night for a stroll, eh, Carl?
Oh, yeah, sure is, Jimmy. Listen, why am I wearing a crash helmet and a parachute?
Because you get to test the Neutron Catastrophic Simulation Escape System.
Really? Oh, thanks a lot, Jimmy. Now, when you say the word catastrophic...
Well, no, it's catastrophic simulation, Carl.
Oh.
It's different.
I don't get it.
Just press that button, and all your questions will be answered.
Hey, that guy kind of looks like me. So I...
Hey, Carl! Carl, you left your pants! Pants? Oh, no! I gotta go home and pick up my room before my mom sees that I...
James Isaac Neutron, how many times have I told you to pick up your pants?
Well, I know just the dog who can answer that, Mom. Goddard, access maternal reprimand data, cross-reference, pants.
Jimmy! Pick up your pants, please. Jimmy, pick up your pants. Pick up your pants. Pants. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Pick them up. Jimmy! Pick up, Jimmy, your pants.
I rest my case. Okay. No more Mrs. Nice Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Neutron. I was just floating by and I thought I'd drop in.
Hello, Carl. You, young man, are going to be punished. You will not be going to the movies with your friends after school tomorrow.
Aw, but Mom! It's the new science fiction kung fu action buddy comedy sequel to last summer's box office smash based on an old TV show we've never heard of. I have to see it!
Sorry, Jimmy.
Mom, I'll be the only kid in the world who doesn't see it. Think of all the pop culture references I'll never understand. I'll be an outcast. A loner. I'll be shunned from civilized society. Please, no! It's not my fault! My mom just wouldn't let me go to the movies!
I'm gonna miss him.
You have to learn to pick up your pants. Remember, pants don't pick themselves up. Pants don't pick themselves up. Pants don't pick themselves up.
Carl, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful experiment. With a nanochip installed in my pants, they'll put themselves away.
Nanochips! Oh, wait, are those the spicy ranch kind? My mom says I can't eat those because the hiatal hernia I have is exacerbated
by... No. Nanochips are microscopic supercomputers capable of artificial intelligence.
Oh. Why don't you just pick up your pants and hang them up yourself, Jim?
Oh, Carl, I'm a scientist. I have more important things to do than pick up pants.
Oh, but Jimmy, it's easy and it's fun. You know, sometimes I do it for hours. Folding and hanging and... You know, I even made up a song. It's called Folding and Hanging. I could teach it to you. Folding and hanging on fire!
Carl, isn't The Wonderful World of Llamas show going to be on pretty soon?
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. I better go home. Tonight's episode is Bahama Llama.
Who don't want to miss that?
Hey, does time fly when you're folding and hanging or what? Bye, Jim. Bye!
Bye, Carl.
Jimbo. Hey, Jim. Jam, I was just in the neighborhood and wanted to have a little chit-chat with you about this pants business. You know, sir, believe it or not, there was a time when I myself used to leave my pants on the floor. And then one day, I
picked them up, and well, the rest is history, son. Speaking of history, just think if our founding fathers had left their pants on the floor, huh? What if Attila the Hun hadn't picked up his pants? What about Luke Skywalker? You're here, I tell you, the Force was with that guy's pants.
I'm glad I've cleared that up for you, son. Bye-bye.
Whoops-a-daisy, barn door's open.
As Goddard is my witness, I'll never pick up pants again. Lady and gentlemen, Mom and Dad, through the miracle of neutron nanotechnology, I present Smart Pants!
Very good, son. That's wonderful. I don't know how you figured that. My little talk with Jimmy paid off. I should write a book. I think I will, and I'm going to call it My Little Talk with Jimmy Paid Off.
Now, something this impressive surely deserves the cancellation of the cruel and unusual punishment of not being able to go to the movies.
Well, your pants did get put away. All right.
Zingo! Let's have pie!
Thank you.
Monday, 7:59 a.m. No sign of neutron. And give my report in peace.
You are one obsessed chick.
Hey, guys. Why is today like no other day, huh? You ask? Because I brought a new Ultra Lord action figure.
You bring one of those every day, Ultra Loser.
Well, well, Miss Maiden of Wrongness. Evidently, you are not aware that this is the Ultra Lord action figure number 3 with factory gender error.
Should I wear this dress to the prom?
And now, let us welcome geek number 2, the Static Cling King.
Hey, guys. Guess who did his own laundry this morning?
You?
Got that right, girlfriend.
Cool, Carl. I wish I had a balloon to stick to you.
Hey, no cuts, Neutron.
Care to try out my new solar-powered jetpack backpack?
Let me think. No, I'd rather eat a snail. Another Neutron special.
My stars and garters! Nice to see your bright and shiny faces. Are your reports ready?
Yes, Miss Fowl, and wait till you hear mine. It'll be the best. Origami, the ancient art of Japanese paper folding. I will be making the most difficult of all origami sculptures, a snow monkey.
Actually, paper folding originated in China.
Riding a flying dragon.
In the 2nd century AD.
While drinking tea.
And was brought to Japan.
On a ladder.
In the 6th century.
In December.
Cindy, I didn't know you and Jimmy were doing this report together.
We're not.
Yes, Jimmy?
I sense a disturbance in my pants, ma'am.
Jimmy, if you need to go to the bathroom, I can give you a hall pass.
Negative. Miss Fowl, the nanochips in my pants are making me do this.
The spicy ridge kind. I love those.
Hey, I'm working up here.
Jimmy's doing origami, too.
Yeah.
Much better than Cindy with cutting-edge special effects. You can't even see the wires of the blue screen. It's amazing.
Phew. All right, Jimmy. Woo-hoo.
Neutron, you big show-off. You had to make everybody look at you, Mr. Big Science Smart Guy.
No, I didn't. I installed a nanochip in my pants so they'd pick themselves up and then... They seem to be developing advanced cranial capacity. Jiminy!
Neutron, you've got 5 seconds to tell me what's going on!
It would take 5 hours to accurately explain it to you, Vortex!
Start explaining, Neutron!
You're getting very dizzy!
Jimmy, my mom doesn't allow me to do the
twist! Whoa, I've got it under control! I'll just remove and disable the nanochip, then it'll stop!
Neutron, as soon as I stop limboing, I'm kicking your butt! Woo! I made it!
Everything's under control. Strike that last statement.
That's great, Jimmy. What a guy.
I see London. I see France.
You got really good eyesight. I'm not sure, but this is probably the most embarrassing moment of our short lives.
On the other hand, you all get to see my ultra-large underwear. Limited edition with ultra-auto-fly glow-in-the-dark. Only available in Japan.
Oh my gosh! I like have a pimple.
A pimple? Where? Plastic. You don't get pimples.
Neutron, prepare to face the wrath of Vortex.
Rain check. Carl, Sheen, we must adjourn to my lab immediately.
And what am I supposed to do?
You could sing the folding and hanging song. I'm falling on my way to...
How about a little kissy for a little fishy? Well, I was a fishy, but now I'm more of a raw slice of fish flesh. Better hurry. Slowly, the bacteria will set in and I'll be unfit to touch, let alone kiss. Come on.
Jimmy, where are your pants?
Oh, pants. Excellent question, Mom. It's a new fashion movement. The no-pants look. Yeah, everybody at school is wearing... they're not wearing... Well, what
Jimmy,
I mean is...
Jimmy, it looks ridiculous.
Now, sugar booger. All the kids have their crazy fashion. Well, one of the greatest memories of my youth was my bell-bottom moo-moo. I'm telling you, I dig the no-pants look.
With my neutronic eye in the sky, I can locate our runaway pants. If I'm correct, and I'm correct 89.23% of the time, my pants are seeking even more pants to control. Oh, the House of Blue Pants.
Oh, I love that place. It used to be the House of Blue Lederhosen, but of course that appeals to a very small market.
Oh, Carl, there's over 1 million pants in there. See, if my pants get control of those pants, well, we could end up living in...
London?
France?
A world ruled by pants. Gentlemen, it's up to us to stop this insanity.
Us?
Well, mostly me. In fact, 100% me.
All right, that's good.
Time to save the world! Gotta stop my pants before they recruit more pants and take over the world.
Gee, Jimmy, if you just hung up your pants, none of this would be happening.
Carl's right. Why are you so lazy, Jimmy? All you had to do is put your...
I suggest we refrain from communication until we reach our destination.
Hey, Jimmy, can I go play with my pants?
No, Carl. Your pants may look playful now, but deep down in their pockets, they are pure evil.
Oh, no. I have some gum in my pants pocket. Is it evil, too? If I chew it later, will I be evil? If I blow a bubble, won't be an evil bubble!
Sheen, not to worry. Everything will be taken care of with a little something I like to call... the Pant Eliminator. I've equipped it with atomic-powered pant-seeking clothespin missiles. These will get our pants back, we'll remove the nanochip, and problem solved. Cindy's pants are going down! Sheen, your pants are gonna get pinned.
Can you do it in slow motion? I pledge allegiance to my pants.
Now we have to find your pants, Carl. My pants can run, but they can't hide. Oh.
I feel like a new man. Oh, the freedom, the comfort, the gentle wafting breeze. Howdy, neighbor. Hey, I got two words for you. No pants. Yes, it's the fabulous fashion sensation that's sweeping the nation. So gather round and pull them down. Or you can go home and do it. That's fine, too. Doesn't matter. Hey, good luck and welcome to the fold.
You, Beaumont Neutron.
Honey, hold up.
Come in here this instant.
Just give me a brief moment, honey.
No, honey, in now.
I'm just inviting people to our pants off later on.
Pie!
Coming.
Must stop pants.
My pants are infecting the other pants. This is definitely not good.
What can you say at a time like this?
I am, like, so embarrassed. I think Ricky likes me.
Ultra Lord has spoken.
Neutron, I want my pants now, or I'm gonna sue you.
I'm afraid we've got a bigger problem at the moment.
Oh, no! They're planning a full-scale pants invasion!
This is just like Ultra Lord versus Robo Fiend Special Edition with 17 seconds of new material! And what a 17 seconds it was.
Listen, Neutron! I'm a girl with looks and brains and big plans for my future, and they don't include living in a world ruled by pants! Do something!
No time to get to the lab. I have to make do with the resources at hand.
What is it?
Oh, my, it looks like a homage to Alfred Hitchcock's movie The Birds.
Do you think this could possibly have anything to do with Jimmy's self-folding pants?
Hey, kid, what do you think you're doing?
Sorry, Lucky Joe, if that is your real name, but I've got to take out some pants who want to take over the world.
What are a bunch of stupid pants going to do, hey?
Jimmy, I know you're kind of busy, but,
Okay, pants, let's see how you like a little taste of a neutron starch bomb.
Keep this up all day, Neutron! But you're welcome to jump in anytime you want to!
Get pressed, Pants!
Oh! I've got that one, and that one, and that one. My cat chewed that one, but I got it! And all those, and that one, and I'm missing a helmet on that one. My mom has that one on layaway.
How about a little fabric softener, Toast Guys?
Wow! Stuff really works!
You know, Jimmy does some pretty amazing things, doesn't he?
Please, I could be just as amazing if my head was the size of Texas.
My uncle's from Texas!
So, you and your little pantsy-wantsy friends thought you could take over the world, huh? Well, you didn't know you'd have to deal with Hugh Neutron, did you?
So talk.
Ha-ha! You can't talk, can you? You know why? Because you're pants! So zip it!
Hugh, look!
What?
The Retroville pants invasion continues. Our only hope seems to be a little boy with an extremely large head and an outrageously tall hairdo.
Ooh, he looks oddly familiar.
Oh, you know, Sugar Booger, they're right. Television is pretty violent.
Come on, Hugh. We're going downtown.
We're getting pie?
To get our son. And put on your pants.
Can do.
My pants are getting more powerful by the second. And I'm out of weapons. Think, think, think.
Brain Blast!
can create a colossal amount of static cling, I can capture my pants, destroy the nanochip, and still have time to get to the movies.
But where can I get that much static?
Cheese World? Rug World? Mime World? Rug World! That's it! Roll out the red carpet!
You think you're a great big hero.
Well, Cindy, you know, it's just
that all... That was your stupid fault all this happened. I'm watching you, big brain.
Well, I'm left speechless. Ultra Lord, would you care to retort?
My new pumps are, like, so cool. I could just about die.
That's just what I was thinking.
I missed you, Pants. It's so good to be back inside.
Can we go to the movies now, Jimmy?
Okay, last one there. Buys the candy.
James Isaac Neutron, you made this mess, and you are not going anywhere until you pick up these pants.
Mom!
Paul!
Got a blast!